30 years. Cousin Thelma's favorite song was the old traditional hymn, Amazing Grace. And as we sing it tonight, if you know the words, you can sing along with us.
That's right. We're
accompanied by Jerry Lawrence's wife, my beautiful sister-in-law, Amanda Bullard, on the piano.
God bless you.
And finally, It's my pleasure to introduce some of my very favorite performers. They always made me laugh. And they're so appropriately named, the New Sand Mountain Wildcats. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Oh, thank you. Well, 50 years ago, the Florida Folk Festival started. And first, there was Cousin Thelma Bolton.
I grew up in a storytelling family. It was our delight on a cold winter's night to sit around the table in the kitchen. We had a big family kitchen with a long table with benches around it. And there was a bench at the back of the table, and we'd all buy to get back there so that we could lean up against the wall. And we loved to have our aunts and uncles visit because we knew that we'd get some tales of how it was when they were growing up. The juices get flowing, I think, and one tale will recall another tale. That's the way it works.
25 years later, the New Sand Mountain Wildcats get the stage, and Uncle Robbie continues the tradition.
Tell us the story, Uncle Robbie.
Gather around, all you chilling, because your old Uncle Robbie has got a little story to tell y'all, and it goes like this. Brer Fox was always fixing ways to catch Brer Rabbit. So one day he went to work, and he got him some tar, and then he mixed it with some turpentine. And he fixed up a contraption, what he called a tar baby. And then he took this here tar baby, and he sawed her in the big rug. And then he lay off in the bushes for to see what was going to be. And he didn't have to wait long neither, because by and by, here come Brer Rabbit, prancing down the road, lippity-clippity, clippity-lippity, just as sassy as a jaybird. Brer Rabbit come up with the tar baby, and he say, "Morning." Tar baby, he don't say nothing. And Brer Fox, he lay low. Because now Brer Rabbit commenced to get mighty angry. He said, "Shh. Hey, is you thief? Ain't you done hears me say howdy? I can holler louder." Then all of a sudden, to his amazement, the tar baby sat up on his little behind feet and he say, "Shh, Brer Rabbit, I's getting ready to listen to my very favorite singing group, the New Sandy Mountain Wildcats. I can even hear Master Ernie on the old 5-3 right now."
Well, if I had my life to live, I'd surely live it over. I'd only walk in brand new shoes and just lay down in clover. I'd only work on Christmas Day and other days go sporting. I'd spend my days down by the creek and at the night go courting.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Well, when I think of home sweet home, it makes my eyes get misty. Oh, yeah. Daddy sing a gospel song and Mama sickin' with me. Oh, whiskey from a white oak barrel sure does make good liquor. It makes the day seem twice as bright and the nights go by much quicker.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Well, if I had a brand new quilt, I'd fill it up with feathers. I'd take my love by the hand and we'd lay down together. Oh, the days when I was young, the thoughts they keep returning. They keep away the winter's chill just like a log fire burning.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Memories with you. Did you enjoy all of these performers? I don't hear myself. Can you hear the guitar? Okay, here we are. Eventually, this stage became the main stage at the Florida Folk Festival. And suddenly, there were many, many stages to accommodate the growing family of performers. So here I sing to you all of my old friends, the strength. Sharing the part of you that is now a part of me.
and whose stories to us belong. The Seminole in so many ways, their legends made to us known. The children of children who have grown with children of their. Many old friends are gone. Singers, pickers, dancers, and old-time folks moving all over the land. From a brickstone stage, change is all abound. But the treasure is there for all to share in any Florida town. So here I sing to you the strength in knowing what we share brings us together again. Here I sing to you, all of my good friends. Thank you for sharing the part of you that is now a part of me. When I remember you, oh my friend, you live again. When I remember you, Cousin Thelma Bolton. When I remember you,
Lillian Saunders.
Tom and Hetty Beadnell.
When I remember you.
Bob Beers.
When I remember you.
Paul Champion, Gamble Rogers.
When I remember you.
Will McLean, Don Grooms.
When I remember you.
Frog Smith and Bob Pavitt.
When I remember you.
Bill King and Jim Ballou. Robert Dixon
and Tommy Walton.
When I remember you.
Diamond Teeth Mary McLean and Marty Schumann.
When I remember you.
Edward Lee, Doc Fleming.
Adam Morris.
For being here, and we love you all. Come back every year.
And another hand for Miss Jenny Fitchin. God bless you.
Let's hear it again for Jeannie Fitchin and the rest of our Folk Festival performers. It's a very special...